Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We all want to get to the roots of our family tree, and a simple DNA test could be your solution. But are your personal results in safe hands? Companies are cashing in on your curiosity. So all this week, we're working for you with what really happens when you dive deeper into your DNA. And tonight,
I was adopted at birth, but it was a family secret.
How genetic testing helped a local woman retrace her roots and connect with long-lost relatives.
It's incredible that we had to go through this to find each other.
Working for you, starting tonight on News 4 at 5.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Got miles to go before we sleep.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my.
We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December.
Oh, Mama, I can hear you a crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Hey, somebody fix this guy's buckle. I'm going to play football.
Coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Weekday, Steeler Nation, and welcome to the one show that goes 24 hours after a game and talks about all the things that went right, all the things that went wrong for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, there's no games right now in the middle of February, but lots of Steelers news as always on the Steelers Hangover, and that's something that my friend Tony DeFeo and myself, Brian Anthony Davis from Behind the Steel Curtain, that's something that we love to talk about, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, of course, we're going to be talking a lot about Antonio Brown. And I'm not going to lie to you, Tony. We're probably going to set a record for another discussion, and I think we're going to set a BTSC podcast record for the use of the word hooker. Good evening, Tony. How are you, my friend?
Wow, we're making history. Good evening, Brian. Happy Monday as always, and it's good to be with you, and it's, I guess, good to talk about hookers. The first word, first time we use it.
Let's take the over. Look, if you're going to bet on this, take the over, because I'm going to say hooker a lot because of the whole Robert Kraft thing. I just have to. And now here's the thing. It's a serious situation, and especially with the fact that the reason there was a raid, which is a very serious problem in the world and in our country, sex trafficking. So I'm not going to make a joke about that end of it. Let me be very clear about that. But that's something that is just disgusting and needs to be changed. And if anything happens that maybe they can shut down places like this, and the more you shut down, that's fine. But we'll probably talk about the Robert Kraft situation. And as always, we're going to go ahead and talk about Antonio Brown, who is probably going to be a Steeler for – what's the over-under on that? Probably 10 days, Tony? It seems that I've lost Tony. But you know what? I'm thinking that it's probably going to be about a week and a half. They want to deal him before the new NFL year starts. So something I'm going to ask Tony here is, what's the over-under on how much longer Antonio Brown is a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Well, I'm sorry. I actually lost you for a minute or so. I was disconnected. But if that's the question, Antonio Brown, how long is he going to be a Steeler? I'm going to say probably right before the draft. Because if you remember last year, they were able to trade Martavis for a third-round pick on the night of the draft. And I think with the bidding war that you hear, like at least a rumored bidding war with the three teams and the Colts today, I think you're going to get a lot of competition for him, and the Steelers are going to be patient. They're not going to. So I think right before the draft.
Problems with Tony, and so we're going to go ahead and talk about the over-under there. I was kind of thinking that it was going to be a lot more like the getting done before the free agency begins because of the roster bonus. So I'm almost thinking that at this point that we're going to be looking at maybe less than 14 days, maybe 10 days could be the over-under on that, Tony.
That's a good point. I didn't really think about the roster bonus, but yeah, you want to save $2.5 million. I guess that's you're going to try to unload him as fast as possible. The only thing about that is Kevin Colbert has been on record as saying they don't want to just give him away, or they don't want to accept a deal that's not beneficial to the Steelers. So, you know, I think at the same time, while they want to save that money, they also want to get as much as they can out of the trade. So you're right. I mean, with the free agency period starting soon, that might be a good time to unload him. But, you know, also I think draft time is also a good time. So we'll see. It's been such a crazy time. He could be traded tomorrow it wouldn't shock me.
What's your guess on who the three teams are? I know you had mentioned the Colts, and we'll go ahead and talk about each and every one of these teams. I kind of think the Raiders are involved because of John Gruden talking about dealing picks and having no problem doing it. Kind of think that the 49ers are still going to be involved. And then I have the Jets that I'm thinking could definitely be involved. So who do you think those three – would the three teams be among those four, do you think? Or is there another team?
Absolutely. I mean, the Raiders, I think they have three high picks. And obviously the 49ers, with everything that happened with Jerry Rice and, you know, him and Jerry Rice talking on social media and him wanting to go, you know, with the photoshopping of, you know, the picture of him as a 49er, that would definitely make sense. And the Jets, you know, they have a lot of, I guess they have a lot of cap space and they have a young quarterback. So it would, those three teams would make sense, of course. And then the Colts, Andrew Luck, you know, getting him a prime receiver like that would put him over the top. So it would definitely make them a serious contender, more serious than they were last year when they just barely made the playoffs. So, but then again, it all depends on what each of those teams is willing to trade too. So It could be anybody at this point.
Yeah, the Colts have a lot of money under the cap. They do have a good running back situation there with basically Marlon Mack has really taken over as the tough guy there. But my question is, you know, could we possibly see a situation where the Colts go in on both Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown?
No, I don't see that. That'd be just too much. Too much of an investment. Although, I mean, I guess technically the Steelers, at least in 2017, paid a lot for those two players. So I guess you could see the Colts doing the same thing. But then again, Bell apparently wants $25 million or a year. So I don't know if he's ever going to get that. But I think you're going to go after, you mentioned the running back. I think we've talked about how running back position, especially in the playoffs, has proven to be more disposable than it was even a year ago before Todd Gurley signed. So I'm going to say if they go after anybody, it's going to be Brown.
If any team would go after those two as a pair, I would probably think it would be the Jets. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Jets. Because, I mean, that's a big market, and you know, not that matters in football necessarily as far as money, but definitely as far as making a splash, and it would definitely make them an instant contender. There's no question about that. So, yeah, the Jets would be definitely a team that I could see going in on both of those players. They would probably overpay for Bell for sure. I can see them doing that. As far as Brown, it would have to. Are they willing to give up first round pick for him? We'll see.
Well, you know what? The Jets would be really interesting to me because that would probably be great for Steeler fans. I think you know, the talk is getting them out of the AFC, but if they had to stay in the AFC, really wouldn't want them going to the Colts because with Andrew Luck and you pair a guy like T.Y. Hilton and with Antonio Brown and then you've got Le'Veon Bell there and Marlon Mack, I mean, that would mean you have a team in the South that could beat any team in the playoffs, possibly if their heads are right. Now, those two as a pair going to the Jets would be fantastic because, one, that's a team that could at least knock off New England once next year. And it's you would think just being the Jets, they would implode at the end. So especially with those two guys in the bright lights of the Big Apple, I think that's just a recipe for great headlines and the whole thing blowing up. So who knows what's going to happen there. But here's a question, something really interesting, and we've been speculating about this all along, talking about it all along, that the Steelers would never trade inside their division. And they would never trade Antonio Brown to the New England Patriots. But what if it was a situation when you're talking about getting just a gigantic booty out of these guys? What if you got, just for argument's sake, what if you got two number ones and a number two from the Patriots? Do you make that deal?
Two number ones and a number two? You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to take that deal. Because
you have to.
It's just, I mean, you know, Mike Tomlin says we don't worry about what goes on in other stadiums. So you would almost have to take that deal and just worry about getting better as a team yourself. And then whatever happens with the Patriots happens with the Patriots.
Because you know what? If you got two number ones this year, added to your own number one and another number two. Now, if there's no way that's going to happen.
No, but I
don't think it would, but that would just be amazing. You could patch a lot of holes right away. So let's talk about you know, some other things as far as the Antonio Brown situation goes. There are some camps that are saying, Tony, that the Steelers will never get a number one pick out of a guy that's going to be 31 years old, 31-year-old wide receiver. So let's just throw that out into our fact or fiction. Fact or fiction, Antonio Brown will never garner a number one pick.
If you would have asked this a couple weeks ago, I would probably have said, fact, these rumored, all these teams that are involved, you know, you got at least three teams, maybe four, you know, now you're creating a bidding war. And when there's a bidding war, teams are willing to give up more to get a valuable asset like Antonio Brown, 31 or not. So I'm going to say fiction because I think you've created a market now, and you're going to have teams bidding against each other to get him. So somebody's going to want to pony up a number one pick, I think, because everybody always thinks that they can rehabilitate a player or play nice with somebody, even a problem child like Antonio Brown's been the last couple of years. So I think you're going to get a number one pick for him for sure. So that's fact or fiction.
You know what? There's always somebody in any situation willing to go that extra mile because they want something. So for people saying that, oh, you'll be lucky to get a number three and walk away. No. Like you said at the beginning, be patient.
Yeah.
Make sure, create a buzz about this guy. It's like anything. And it's like when we talk about these athletes all the time that bet on themselves, like Le'Veon Bell bet on himself, and different players never think that they can't outdo it. They, in their heads, I don't know whether it's foolish pride or whether it's just ego or just fantastic self-confidence, but they think that they never think they're going to lose. Teams that, right. I mean, the Steelers last year, they ended up being the seventh seed, and that wasn't good enough to get in, but they knew in their heads, they're like, there was never them thinking that, you know, if we get in, we're going to have a hard time. No, teams to get into the playoffs are like, if we get in, we're going to go ahead and win.
Absolutely, yeah. You
so,
always think.
So in this situation, a lot of teams probably think they can go ahead and rehabilitate a guy or that it's not going to happen here. You know, it's just a situation where, you know, just look at anything. Guys are like this too. Like, it's not going to happen to me. You know, my girl's not going to cheat on me because it won't happen to me. Or death. I was like, nah, it will never happen to me. I don't have to do this. I mean, people always think that they can beat the system. And I would
exactly.
think that the NFL team thinks that they can beat the system. And really, that you're going to turn around and say you wouldn't give up any of those guys
for Antonio Brown.
Most of them, you're going, what's the chance of a Super Bowl? Go all in. I would. Well, you play fantasy football, right, Tony?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I won the championship this year.
Tony, I'm sorry. I think my mic cut out there a second. I did not hear what you said. Let me try that again. Yeah, I don't know whether I'm having trouble with the microphone here or not. But what I'm trying to say here is you're going to feel like that you can go ahead and make things happen. Even in fantasy football, you're going to people drafted Le'Veon Bell last year thinking that he was going to come back. And you're going to draft a guy because even if there's questions about him, you want to make – you think that that you might be all right if you get him, and you know what the upside is. Tony, would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard a story once from Keyshawn Johnson when he was a Buccaneers wide receiver back when John Gruden was the head coach and Mike Tomlin was, I guess, the defensive backs coach or the defensive coordinator. And I guess Gruden and Johnson got into a shouting match at practice, and Johnson disrespected the head coach. And Mike Tomlin went up to him and said, if I was your head coach, and you said that to me, my foot would be so far up your backside, you would be tasting shoe polish. And I bet you at that moment, he never thought if he was the head coach, he'd have a wide receiver like Antonio Brown, who would just let him be late to meetings all the time. So what I'm trying to say is everybody thinks that when they get the guy, he's going to be okay. They're going to be able to rehabilitate him and put a network in place for him to be coachable. So yeah, I think every team thinks they're going to get Antonio Brown and they're going to be the team that makes him a model citizen. So you are going to have somebody that's going to be willing to pay up the price to get his services. Because like you said, who would you trade in last year's draft, or who would you, there's nobody that any team after last year that's better than Antonio Brown, not even close.
You know what? If I'm the Giants, I'm not giving up Saquon Barkley. That's, you know, I get it. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Denzel Ward, I'm sure. But, I mean, I think the Browns would have traded a guy like Denzel Ward for Antonio Brown, really. They probably would have. I know Bradley Chubb, the top five was pretty good last year. But you think the Buffalo Bills would trade a guy like Josh Allen at number seven for Antonio Brown? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
The Niners, Mike McGlinchey, would they rather have McGlinchey or offensive tackle, or would they rather have AB? I mean, there's even talks right now about what if Arizona would go Josh Rosen straight up for Antonio Brown. I really don't want to take that deal because I want we're looking for window now, not
right, you want now benefits.
The quarterback of the future. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
But any guys like this, Vita Vea, Daron Payne, Marcus Davenport, who New Orleans sacrificed their future first-round pick for him. The Raiders got Colton Miller. The Chargers got Derwin James, who is going to be a fantastic player. But if you're looking at it, when you're looking at just a pick and what could be, it's hit or miss. They could hit, they could miss. But if you're looking at a Super Bowl right now, and if you said right before the playoffs, you could have Antonio Brown, you give us Derwin James, go to the playoffs with this guy, what are you going to do?
You're going to go for the guy that's the best receiver in the league, one of the top five players in all of the NFL. You're going to go with the guy that could put you over the top. That's what you do. You have to do that. So, yeah, I mean, why? What's the point of having an unknown draft pick if you can get an all-pro wide receiver?
You're a hockey fan. Today was the trading deadline in hockey, and the Pens did make a trade. But every single trade you see, maybe with there were very few where guys went the other day. The Pens trade did go with a guy going the other way, with them sending Tanner Pearson back out in this trade that they made. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this guy's name, Grant Munson, or I have no clue what this is on a hockey show to begin with. But what I'm saying is it's draft pick, draft pick, draft pick, draft pick. And in hockey,
yes,
they're giving away these stars for probably a guy that's not going to hit. NFL has
right.
a lot better chance of a guy hitting with their first-round pick, and that's how you build teams. However, I don't care that this guy's 31 years old. Care about is at 30 last year, 15 touchdowns, would have been over 1,300 yards. He ended at 1,297, and the only reason he ended at 1,297 is because he didn't play. You know, I mean, but with everything he accomplished, you could plug that in now, plug and play now, or have a guy that could be a star in 3 years. No, go for the title. If you ask the Ravens right now, do you want to? If the Ravens, do you want to give up Lamar Jackson for Antonio Brown? They're going to think long and hard about it. And you know, I know they have a lot of blind faith and or just faith in Lamar Jackson, but that's something you got to think about. Who can I win with now? And if you're a team that's that here's the perfect spot for him. I don't know if we talked about this last week. I think the Chicago Bears are a perfect. If I were the Bears right now, I'd be all in on this guy.
Yeah, they have.
I know they
obviously
don't.
Go ahead. Well, I mean, they have the defense now with Mac, and they have a young quarterback, and they have some great running backs. I mean, he would just make them just not just a playoff contender because they already are, but a Super Bowl favorite in the NFC. You would have to think.
Yeah, they have a guy in Trubisky that could get him the ball. I mean, it's not like you have a bum quarterback. And it's going to be a very interesting situation, and I just can't wait to see how it plays out. Here's the thing. I am completely at ease with the situation now. I was kind of fighting this because I didn't want to take the talent off of the team. And now I'm thinking that I know it's going to happen. I'm reserved to the fact that they're going to lose them, but at least they're getting something back for them. And that's the biggest thing for me. So I'm thrilled that I'm really excited because I've never seen a situation in as a Steeler fan where they can get a number one pick for another guy. Now, we saw it in 1989, exactly 30 years ago, when Mike Merriweather held out and the entire 88 season, and they ended up having two picks NFL draft. Neither one of those picks worked out. You know, one was Tom Ricketts from the University of Pittsburgh, what they got from Minnesota, and the other one was Tim Worley from the University of Georgia, who they picked all the way up at number 7, I believe. But with that, those picks didn't work out. But I'm really excited with how this draft is. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if they can go ahead and get a top flight corner and get an inside linebacker in the first round? You don't have to choose. Or you hope a guy like Devin Bush falls to the second round and you go ahead and get him. And then maybe get a receiver. But you've got to go for a first-round corner or a first-round inside linebacker regardless. So it's just going to be exciting to see what he garners. But I'm like you, Tony. I'm going to say it. I mean, I am not worried about them getting a number one pick. I'm pretty sure they're going to get one now because you have teams. There's competition now. You have teams lining up for the guy. And that's what you want. I mean, if the best thing is a number two right now, then you leak it. You leak it that the best thing going right now is a number two, and then you can get them for a number one. Someone's going to jump up and say, okay, I'll take it. I mean, we were talking about all these situations where you try to best other people, and if you want something bad enough, you go for it. Hey, I've been in silent auctions where I'm like, all right, I want that. I'll stock out the page, and I'm willing to go up this much money, and that's what I'm willing to go. And if I want it bad enough, I'm going to try to beat the person in front of me. And a silent auction is great because you know what the person in front of you is bidding. And or any auction. When you hear what's being bid, you have that right. You just go out and say, okay, they're up to $500. You know, I can spend $6, so I'll go $505 and hope it stops there. And if it keeps on going, and it gets to $6, and that's your limit, you've got to decide if you want to go farther or let it go. That's the glory of an auction. And so that's the glory of a bidding war in this situation. You know, they can see exactly what they want, but you know, stuff like this, especially in the age of you know social media, it's going to get out what he's getting. The Steelers are getting for Antonio Brown, and you want him bad enough, you're just going to pony up and say, you know what, heck, you can have the 10th overall pick. I want the guy. And then, or it's like poker. Everyone else can say, all right, too rich for my blood, I'm out. And then here you are with the prize. Hopefully it works out. Look, at this point, I hope it works out for the team that gets him. Hope it works out even better for the Steelers. You know, I hope everybody's happy.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
They can get a number one for this guy. They almost, I think they almost have to at this point. And like Jeff Hartman said on our podcast a couple weeks ago, the Ravens got a number four for Joe Flacco. Come on.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
can the Steelers get for Antonio Brown?
Okay.
And that's the way you got to look at it. I really think that Antonio Brown is worth so much more at the trading deadline, just like Amari Cooper was. However, that's just a risk that no one's willing to take. Neither side is willing to take. And if it has indeed been agreed upon that he's going now, then it's just time to make everybody happy. And this could be a situation where everybody is, hopefully. So with that being said, that's our Antonio Brown talk for the evening. Now, the Bob Kraft thing, I'm going to segue over to Bob Kraft. You know, this is much bigger than football, but I wanted to discuss it with you. And I want to be tactful about the whole thing because of the social issues that are involved with it. Look, in this day and age, I don't care if a widowed man, whether he has a girlfriend or not, I don't care if he's seeking out prostitution. Bother me whatsoever. You know, it's coming down to being a misdemeanor. But the big thing is, for me, is we talked about the fact if sex trafficking's involved, then that makes it a very disgusting situation. Look, I don't think the patrons in this situation knew that that was involved at all. That's just an unfortunate situation. If it is, I don't think a guy like Bob Kraft would be like, oh, sex trafficking. Yeah, I'm going in. No, I don't think that at all. But what I do think is the NFL, who is has been protective as of late. They basically made Jerry Richardson sell the Carolina Panthers for his comments. What are they going to do in this situation? Would they go ahead and fine him? Will the NFL take action against Bob Kraft and the Patriots because of the situation? Because it definitely goes against the code of conduct.
Oh, absolutely.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, I think they would have to at least suspend him, you know, from day-to-day operations for at least, you would think, if it's really sex trafficking, I would say all of 2019. And because you can't, with you know, the NFL being in the news, you know, every little thing that happens, you know, domestic violence, you know, just drugs, and anytime something happens, you know, people are outraged by it, and rightfully so. So something like this, as you said, is very serious, and it's far more serious than Spygate. So for him to be mixed up in it, he would almost have to, I would say, have his, you know, day-to-day operations suspended for at least the season.
Yeah, because, look, I think Bob Kraft, I think a buddy and I have talked about this a lot. He's our hated Patriot. It's not Brady. It's not Belichick. I dislike Bob Kraft more than anything, especially his gloating on the podium when they won back in – against the Falcons after 28-3, that comeback where he was basically doing the whole us against the world thing that the Patriots do. I just don't like him. But the guy has put together a fantastic organization. They've won. He will be a Hall of Famer. And that's in every sense of the word. I mean, he actually deserves for what he's done as a football owner. Yeah, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. And I have no problem with that. I also, like I said, I mentioned earlier, I have no problem with, this is just my own moral standards. I have no problem with somebody paying for the oldest profession in the book, is what they call it. If they're paying for sex acts, I don't have a problem with it. What I do have a problem with is, and I'm repeating myself, but I'm just so sick of thinking about the whole, there's victims involved when it's sex trafficking. But what I really deep down in my heart, whether I like this guy or not, I don't think that he was seeking out, you know, anybody that was being sex trafficked. I think he was going ahead and just taking care of his needs in that case and not realizing what was on the other side. So I deep down, I don't think this guy's a devil. I just think he's just kind of a jerk. But I really think there's a lot of embarrassment in this forum, and if he would have known that's what it was, there would be no involvement whatsoever. And it's funny because when you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, you have Mike Tomlin, who has been fighting for the last couple of years, sex trafficking.
Yes, very noble.
And the Steelers organization has been behind him on that. So, I mean, this is just a horrible thing. As a father, I think about it all the time when I'm out. I'm very protective of my children when we're out. Because it's so scary, especially when you live near an interstate. It's just a scary thing. So I hope, I know there have been so many jokes and memes online about this, and I'm guilty of them. I made up a couple of my own that I was actually pretty proud of, but it's really not a laughing matter. So at the beginning of the show, when I said I would be breaking the record for Hooker, I'm not going to. But I was just trying to emphasize that this is a lot bigger deal than anybody should ever understand. And I understand it's a misdemeanor. He just got like a first degree misdemeanor today? Is that what it was?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Okay, so, you know, it's going to end up being probably a slap on the wrist for him, but this is something that that I would really hope that Bob Kraft turns around and tries to get some dignity back and does whatever he can to join Mike Tomlin, anybody else that's involved with the whole sex trafficking, trying to combat and just vanquish sex trafficking. So I would really love to see Bob Kraft get behind that. As a red-blooded American male, I mean, legal or not, no one has problems with anybody. I don't have any problem with somebody going to get a prostitute. There's places in Nevada where it's legal. It's legal in Pahrump, Nevada to go to one of the ranches. And it's perfectly legal to do so. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Some people think he's a creepy old man now. Look, he's a dude, lost his wife. I'm actually
I know he has a 39-year-old girlfriend, so he probably has some answers to her right now. He's got a lot of egg on his face. But, and here's a guy, and I'm just, this is where I'm laughing because he did it on the day of the AFC Championship game. So I guess he must have been really nervous or just really confident. I don't know what was going on there. But with that being said, I hope, I sincerely hope that Bob Kraft can make a positive out of this. And I got to tell you, this was a terrible situation. This is a terrible situation just for, like I said, what's behind the whole thing that nobody realized at first and why there was a big raid. But with that being said, Antonio Brown and the Steelers and the organization and team turmoil for a couple days haven't been the top of the headlines in the NFL. And that was kind of a little bit of a relief. But like I said, that does not diminish how serious this was. Final thoughts on the evening, my friend Tony.
Well, as far as Bob Kraft, I mean, you are right. It is a serious situation. And I'm glad you brought up Mike Tomlin because, you know, he has been an ambassador for stopping this. And enough people are talking about it because, you know, they're talking about, we talked about last week, how fans make everything worse. They're more worried about him getting fired than anything else. So anything he does off the field, that's good. They don't care, but I'm glad you brought that up. And another great night of football talk, and I guess we'll all talk next week.
Who knows what we're going to be talking about next week, Tony? That's the glory of the hangover. There's always news. And I got to tell you, as a fan, I don't want to be – I just want harmony. I want to keep my running back as a fan. I want to keep my wide receiver. I want to just focus on that. But as a blogger and a podcaster, my gosh, these guys give us something every single week. We never struggle for anything to talk about.
We don't, no. I mean, it's actually kind of amazing. I mean, when you think about how are we going to do a podcast every week, well, I mean, it's, I guess we're in the perfect city for that. We're in the perfect city with the perfect football team right now for off-season fodder. And it's just going to continue all the way through until training camp starts and then probably even through there.
And I'll be looking forward to going through it with you, my friend. So for Tony DeFeo, my name is Brian Anthony Davis from Behind the Steel Curtain. Remember, Behind the Steel Curtain, for anything Pittsburgh Steelers, we're talking about everything, and it's up to date. Upwards of 10 articles every single day debuting on the site, whether it's commentary, whether it's a look at the draft, whether it's a look at the Antonio Brown situation, whether it's a look at free agency that's coming up, whether it's a good old-fashioned humor, whatever it is, it's on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And there's also 4 podcasts a week on so many different platforms, so make sure you check that out. So once again, for Tony, I'm Brian. We'll see you next week. And my friends, you've just been hungover. Good night.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
Wherever you go, however you go, for energy on the go, it's got to be 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, it works long, it tastes good, and with zero sugar and 4 calories, there's nothing holding you back. Fits your pocket, fits your backpack, fits your on-the-go life, whether you're going to work, going on vacation, or just going out with friends. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring. Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.